let's get started. Yesterday we just went through the Gemara a little bit and introduced the sugya a little bit. Today I want to focus, as I mentioned before, on the issue of mitzvah achas or shtei mitzvos, and in order to discuss that intelligently, we need to discuss two other inyanim first. One inyan is, in the event that a person does not have, what are you looking for? Other mamakamos? I think I have over here. Yeah, in the event that somebody does not have tcheles, how many strings should he have? I mean, we know that normally, the assumption of Rashi and Tosfos at least, is that normally you have two strings of lavan and two strings of tcheles. But what if you don't have tcheles? Like, Jews for centuries didn't have tcheles. So then what do you do? So that's issue number one. Issue number two is that in general, if you do have tcheles, how many of your strings should be tcheles? We know what Rashi and Tosfos hold. What are the other Rishonim hold? Once we go through those two issues, those two machlokasim, then we're going to be ready to discuss how many mitzvos there are. So, machlokas number one, if you don't have any tcheles, so Rashi is very clear about what you do if you don't have tcheles. Rashi says that, so what does Rashi say if you don't have tcheles?
Four
white, right? Arba asan. You have to make all four of it arba asan. Where is it? Rashi writes that the first Rashi had to, that Afligav the Mitzvahs Tchelus Beis Chud Mitziskum Farshes Kaman Afilu Lachi Ein Zemakev Hazev Yavid Arba Asan Tchelus Arba Asan Lavan Yotza. If you make all four of them, one or the other, all four Tchelus or all four Lavan, you Yotze. So says Tosfos. He says Tosfos at the top. Mitzvah Lases Beis Chud and Tchelus U Beis Chud and Lavan Betzitzis. Umashma lechora de einze ma'akev ezeh shim hitil shnei chutin mina echad yatsa. The implication of the Mishnah when it says that if you have that lavan is not ma'akev tcheles and tcheles not ma'akev lavan means that if you don't have tcheles available to you, you should have only the two lavan strings. And if you don't have lavan available to you, you should have only the two tcheles strings. And Tosfos says the best raya to this is that it parallels the next line in the Mishnah. What does the next line in the Mishnah say? That tefillin shel yad is not makiv shel rosh is not makiv shel yad. What do you do if you don't have tefillin shel rosh? You put on only tefillin shel yad. Do you take two tefillin shel yads, put one in your hand and one in your head? Do you take two tefillin, if you don't have shel yad, you take two shel roshes? No, of course not. You don't replace it with a second one of the other kind. So by tzitzis also, if you don't have tcheles, you wouldn't take your regular two lavan strings and throw another two lavan strings in there. Why would you do that? You wouldn't do it with tefillin. Why would you do that with tzitzis? A very strong taina Tosfos has misvara that just it matches in the Mishnah, matches with tefillin. If it's going to match with tefillin, you should only need two white strings. But he says, Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says all four strings would be white. Now, says Tosfos, the raya to Rashi is from a Gemara a little bit later on, in a daf later, where the Gemara says that anyone who's matil tcheles besadino birushalayim eino ele mina matmin. Sadin is linen. So the halach is in the Torah that one is not allowed to mix wool and linen together. That's what we call shatnis, right? To mix wool and linen together. So if a person, now typically the halach is, in tzitzis, if you have a beged that's made out of sadin, so it's chayiv in tzitzis, and you would put regular tzitzis on, even though the tzitzis is wool, and even though that's creating klayim, because this is the concept of asei docha los asei, that a mitzvah asei trumps a mitzvah los asei. So, for example, you have an iser that if your person has a negat tzara'as, if a person has a discoloration on the skin of tzara'as, you're not allowed to cut off a negat tzara'as, and this is d'oraisa, to remove a negat tzara'as. So if let's say, and you have a mitzvah d'oraisa called bris mila, which I'm sure you've heard of. So if you have, let's say, a baby that's born, where on the makom ha-mila, on the arla is a negat tzara'as, so you're still allowed to give him a mila. You're allowed to cut off that negat tzara'as. Why? Because the mitzvah saseh to give him a mila is docha the lo saseh of cutting off a negat tzara'as. So that concept of asei docha lo asei applies by tzitzis as well. You have a linen garment, wool strings. We say you're allowed to make shatnis. You're allowed to put the wool into the linen and make it shatnis. And because the asei is docha lo asei.
Isn't it a drasha that you make that basil makes from smoking instead of it's not just a concept of asei docha lo asei?
Well, that's the source. That could be the source of asei.
Why don't we always just say asei docha lo asei without a source? I mean, why would basil need a source if it was just asei docha lo asei?
Because you need a source to tell me whenever there's a conflict in halacha, to guide us through that conflict, we need to know what the Torah tells us. Meaning, what does the Torah say to do about that conflict? Otherwise, I would think, I'm not allowed to violate an Avera. Asidu Chalos is a very big Chiddush, that you could ignore the fact that there's an Avera. In certain situations, we don't even say Asidu Chalos. In certain situations, where it's not the Idna or whatever, the Avera still exists.
Yeah, the
so there's some... No, generally speaking, you only need one source in Chumash. And when you have one source, we have what we call a binyanav or a memetzinu, and it would apply everywhere else. And if it appears only in two places, then you would say that shnei ksuvim naban kechad, and it wouldn't apply everywhere else. So, well, God willing, is also on the list of sugyas to do. But the point that I'm trying to get at over here is that the Gemara says that normally you're allowed to have shatnas in your tzitzis, but if you put shatnas in your tzitzis in Yerushalayim, for that was considered to be a bad thing. That was considered to be strange. So the Gemara says, why? Because maybe what you think is tchelas, you can have two lavan strings, and that's fine. That's the aseh dochalosa, say you're allowed to take your two wool lavan strings and put it in your linen baguette, but then you can have two tchelas strings. Or you think you have two tchelas strings, but those tchelas strings might be counterfeit. Those tchelas strings might actually be kaleilan. They might not actually be tchelas. So if they're kaleilan and they're not tchelas, those aren't a mitzvah. And it's just stam wool that you're putting into linen. So you're going to be doing an avera of shatnas, the Gemara says, when you put those two blue strings that you think might be tchelas, that you think are tchelas, but they might not be tchelas, they might be counterfeit. Because apparently in Yerushalayim it was a fairly common thing that people were selling counterfeit tchelas. Even Bismanenu, when they sell the tchelas people told me that they had problems. They found that people were selling kalila, they were selling indigo. Dyed tchelas under there, so they had to package it specially with hashkacha in every package in order to make sure that they to avoid problems like that.
I think the problem was that you were saying if you wouldn't have two tchelas strings, it seems like Rashi and Tosfos were saying two different.
No, the Gemara is talking about the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting is talking about when you had two white strings and two strings that you thought were tchelas. Good. So the Gemara says, but if those strings are kaleilan, then it's going to be a violation of shatnas, and therefore don't put them in. Don't use tchelas at all. So the Gemara then says, well, wait a second. Even if they are counterfeit, what's the big deal? Lo yehe alalavan. It would be just like putting four lavan strings in then. Meaning, if the two strings that are a blue color, you look at your strings and you see the blue color, so if this is counterfeit, so if it's counterfeit, then it's just a regular string. And you're allowed to put regular strings in your tzitzis. That's a seidoch alosasei also. That's also a mitzvah. That's also part of the mitzvah, to put regular strings in your tzitzis. So what would the problem be? No problem with putting regular strings in your tzitzis. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. According to Tosfos, when you don't have tcheles, what's your mitzvah? How many strings are you supposed to put in your tzitzis? According to us, you're only supposed to put two. So these extra strings would not be a mitzvah at all and would be a violation of shatnas. But the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara says, it wouldn't be a problem. It's just those strings would just be like lavan. They would just be like extra strings. Sounds like Rashi. Sounds like if they're not tcheles, so if they're not tcheles, so then they're lavan. Then they're just regular strings, and you're allowed to put regular strings in your tzitzis also. So the implication of that Gemara very clearly is like Rashi, that when you don't have tcheles, you would have four strings of lavan. That seems to be the raya for Rashi. But then Tosfos says, it's not a raya really, because even if I'm right, Tosfos says, that when you don't have tcheles, you're only chayiv to put two strings of lavan in, but that doesn't mean you're only allowed to put two strings of lavan in. It could be that when you don't have tcheles, you're only chayiv to have two strings of lavan, but if you put four strings of lavan, that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with putting four strings of lavan.
But it's not a mitzvah though.
What?
There's no mitzvah.
So what we're saying is, you don't have to, but it still becomes part of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And since it's part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, it would still fit into the aseh docha lo saseh, and you'd be allowed to put them as shatnas. Meaning the big chiddush is, and what this really opens up the door to, is the sugya of bal tosif. Meaning, if the mitzvah is, when you don't have tchelis, to use two lavan strings, and you put four, well, shouldn't that be bal tosif? That's going to be our next sugya. We're going to discuss bal tosif and the exact gedarim of bal tosif.
Does it make it more hidden mitzvah?
It doesn't. it doesn't seem that way, but we'll have to discuss. Maybe it does. I mean, Tosfos discusses that, because where else do we have that adding more of something, even though there's a minimum requirement, adding more of something is nice and wonderful, and we view it as a hidur? We have by lulav, right? How many aravos do you need in your lulav? So as many as you only need two, but as many as you want is fine. You can stuff your lulav with it. Why? It's beautiful. It makes it green and beautiful, whatever. So we'll discuss Beltosif. Bottom line is, this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is how many strings do you have when you don't have tcheles? Rashi says four white strings. Tosfos says two white strings. We thought we had a raya to Rashi from the Gemara. Tosfos says not such a great raya. Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say that that's the optimal thing to be doing. He's just saying that if you do it, then you're still yotze.
Why would he talk about putting four white strings if that wouldn't be what you're supposed to do?
It's a big chiddush.
No, but if that's not what you're doing, I don't think.
Rashi wanted to say both, right? Tosfos just spelled it out that it's both. But
no, I mean the e of it is saying that he's explaining. Ein ma'akvin says that they're not mocking each other, and therefore if you only do one and not the other, the ve of it means if the ve of it is saying if you only do one of the mitzvos, which one? Well, if you do four of them lavan, so then you're only doing lavan. If you do four tcheles, then you're only doing tcheles. But he's working with the assumption that doing one of the mitzvos means putting all four strings of that color. Doing only lavan means four strings of lavan. Doing only tcheles means four strings of tcheles. He's definitely working with that. I think that's the assumption he's working with.
Talking about the best thing to do in a case where you don't have tcheles. So he's saying.
Well, he's saying even if you do have tcheles and you do four lavans, you're yotzei lavan at least. You still get the mitzvah of lavan. Certainly, if you don't have tcheles and you do four lavans, you yotzei the mitzvah of lavan. Either way, if you put four lavans, you yotzei the mitzvah of lavan.
According to Tosfos, he says you only need two white strings. When I have this linen garment, why would I then be able to add another? I've already fulfilled
the
idea.
So what Tosfos is mechadesh in the world of Baltosif is that when you put, even though you only need to, when you add more, that's still part of the mitzvah. Mashal ma'adover doma, like, let's say you eat more than a kazayis of matzah in the night of the Seder. Is it part of the mitzvah, sachilis matzah? So many poskim are medayik from Rishonim already, that when you eat more matzah, the Rambam sounds like this, that when you eat more matzah in the night of the Seder, that's part of the mitzvah's matzah. It's not just stam. You ate your kazayis or whatever you eat afterwards extra. No, it becomes part of the mitzvah. So it could be that the extra strings become part of the mitzvah.
But how do we know it's to the extent that you could still push off the losa say and making shatnas?
Because the Gemara says so. Right? Meaning the Gemara says that
Tosfos is the one that's saying.
Right, Tosfos is reading it that way. Yeah, meaning that when. The real raya is, well, okay, good. Meaning. He's assuming that asei dochalos asei would mean that anything that's a kiyum asei would be able to be dochalos asei, even if it's not a chiyuv asei. Right, that's what he's assuming.
Why can't you say that you have the mitzvah if you can tell us about one? And aside from that, there's the mitzvah of tzitzis, which requires eight. And therefore, that's why you would fill it up and say, even though you don't have the lavan,
That could be the explanation for Rashi. And Tosfos refers to the drasha. The drasha that we make of why we need eight strings, Tosfos refers to the drasha that's made, that comes from the Medrash. Tosfos later in the Parakos from the Medrash, that it says, Gedilim ta'asel chasel. Gedil means two. Gedilim means two times two. So that's how we know you need two love and two tcheles, and you need a total of four strings, which is folds over into eight. So there is this. So the question is, how to understand that drasha? Do we assume that, and we'll discuss this, do we assume that the drasha is saying that you need eight strings? Now, how should you divide up the eight strings? Two and two. Or is it, no, you need two strings of tcheles, two strings of lavan, and that happens to equal eight? Meaning, is Gedilim telling me a separate din that you need eight strings? Or is Gedilim telling me that you need a gedil of lavan, a gedil of tcheles, and if you happen to add 2 plus 2, it equals 4, and you fold it over, it equals 8. But if you don't have the tcheles, then you'll have less, then you'll have half. And if you don't have the lavan, then you'll have the other half. Right? That's it's a machlok is how to understand that drasha. So Tos says that all you can prove from that Gemara is that if you put 4 strings when you don't have tcheles, they're all part of the mitzvah. But you can prove that you need to put 4 strings in. Maybe you only need to put 2 strings. But when you put four, you're still mekayim. It's still part of the mitzvah. It still becomes a chelek of the mitzvah. Yeah, you still can put four strings. So that's issue number one. I want to just get moving, otherwise we're not. So issue number two. Second issue is how many strings have to be tchelas, how many strings not. So someone came over to me yesterday, or during shir maybe, and someone said, what do you mean, everyone who has tchelas has one string of tchelas, not two. So what are Rashi and Tosfos even talking about? So this is a machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos hold that you do half the strings tchelas, half the strings lavan, and it's probably based on the drasha that we have of gedil and gedilim, that gedil is shtayim, gedilim is four. So we assume that two of them are lavan and two of them are tcheles. If you look at the Rambam, in the end of Halacha Vav, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam writes,
Which Rambam?
Rambam, source number 5, at the end of Halacha Vav, at the very end of Halacha Vav, the Rambam describes how you take four strings and you fold them over and they become eight. He describes the length of the strings, and then he writes in the second to last line over there, V'yiyah echad mishmona achutim chut tcheles v'ashiva levanim. One of the eight strings should be tcheles, and seven of them should be white. So what does that tell you? One tcheles and seven white, meaning half of one string should actually be tcheles, according to the Rambam. Which is a chiddush in its own right, that even if you say there's a string of tcheles, when the Gemara talks about strings, it's talking about four strings, right? So you would think that it would have to be, if even if it's just one string, you would think... What? What do you mean?
The fact that only half a string is tchelas. Let me take
it. Maybe he doesn't go with that whole gedil part, that you need a gedil of tchelas. So the Rambam would say that a half of one string. We'll have to explain why, but that's what he holds. Right now we'll get to it. We'll do what, and later on we'll discuss why. But one string has to be, has one of the eight, which means a half of a string has to be tchelas. Many people do that nowadays, mostly because it's by far the cheapest, right? You need less dye to make a half a string tchelas than you do. So a lot of times people, whether they ever hold like the Rambam and anything else, but this, it's cheaper. So the Ravid says on that Rambam, Kosev Ravid Amar Avram Ta'us Huzeh, this is a mistake. Ela Hashnayim Shel Tchelas V'Hashisha Levanim. No, you need two tchelas and six white. That's the way the breakdown should be. What does it mean, two tcheles and six white? It means, of the four strings, one full string should be tcheles. And the other three should be lavan. So we have how many shitos in Rishonim? Three basic shitos in Rishonim about the amount of strings that should be tcheles and the amount of strings that should be lavan. Now,
how is two tcheles and six white? How does that mean?
Because when you look at your tzitzis, you will count eight what looks like eight strings, right? Because you have four on this side, four on this side, so it looks like eight. So of those, two of them should be tcheles and two white. But really, the way to get that is by starting with four really long strings, one of which is tcheles and the other three are white. Then when they're folded over, it turns into two and six. Now, I wanted to mention that Tosos toward the end of Tosos raises the question that, how do I know I'm right, Tosos says. Toward the end of Tosos, in the Im Tomar, Minolan Debinon Beis Chutin Lovin, Beis Chutin De Tcheles, Tosos about 10 lines before the end of Tosos, he says, where do we even get the idea that I'm right, that you need two strings of love and two strings of Tcheles, that me and Rashi, what Rashi and Tosos hold is correct? So he says, Dilma Agadilim Kapit Kra Afilu Chad Mehai V'Gimel Mehai. How do I know? Maybe the Ravid is right. Maybe all you need is one blue and three white. How do I know it's two and two? Tosfos says, how do I know I'm right? So he says, V'yesh lomar, kiven detrei mini boi rachmana. Tosfos says, well, we know the Torah requires white and the Torah requires blue. Svaruhu shiyu shavin. What's he saying? It's logical. If there are two parts to the mitzvah, there's the blue, there's the white, so they should probably be even. Why should one have more than the other? So it should be two and two. So that's what he says. V'od psil tcheles ksiv upsil mashmatre. It says petil tcheles, and a petil is two. Kidarshir perik balo v'kitzeitz petilim petil shnayim petilim dalim. That a petil means something that's wound together, implies that you have two strings that are somehow together. So the word petil itself sounds like it's two. So Tosfos has two approaches, and there may be a difference between these two approaches.
Yeah,
similar reading you gave the first one. You know, like, is he being more to that it's a shver?
That is,
like, it's just like a svara.
Okay, good. So, and is there a nafkamina between the two? Meaning, is this going to matter what your reasoning for saying two of the strings should be tchelis? So again, one is a simple svara, that, okay, there are two parts of the mitzvah, so obviously two are going to be tchelis, they're going to be even. So two will be tchelis, two will be lam. And the other is, no, it says ptil, ptil means two, and we find that ptil means two in a Gemara in Maseches Yuma. So that just tells me I need two tchelis. It says psil tchelis, doesn't say psil lavan. So maybe I should have three tchelis and one lavan. So he says, "Lavan nami lo pachus mitre de kaddish tfei." Kedamrin gemar de maschal belavan. He says, "Well, lavan, there's no way that you can have fewer lavan than you'll have tchelis, because lavan is more kadosh than tchelis." A little counterintuitive, no? You would have assumed tchelis is more kadosh. De maschal belavan saim lavan de malam kaddish v'lo maridin. We have to be Messiah Balavan when we wind the tzitzis. Anyone who has tcheles, according to all shitos, when we actually wind the tzitzis, you always start with a white. Thank God I did it right. You start with a white, and then at the end, your last wind around also has to be white. Because of Malan Bekodesh. You can't end off with something on a lower level of Kedusha. The white is considered to be... I'm going to spend like the whole summer with my tzitzis out of here during Shir. The white is considered to be a greater level of Kedusha. I don't want to get into why that is or where we know that from or anything like that now. I just want to get into the what right now, okay? So we have, again, two machlokas over here. One, if you don't have tefillas, how many strings should you have in total? Rashi said four, Tos said two. And second machlokas, if you do have tchelis, how many of them should be tchelis? Rashi and Tos say two and two. The Rambam says a half of one string, which means one out of eight. And the Ravid says one full string, which means two out of eight.
Beyond, the second reason for why he should be right. If seal if he finds seal to be two, why should he even entertain? How could it be more? He says, "Oh, maybe it's string one." And said this because you can't have.
It can't be more. He says, "There's no way that."
No, but why even do that? How could it? If seal clearly means two, how could it even? Ah,
meaning maybe seal
means. Seal means.
He says
seal
means two. It might be in a minimum of two. It's like meaning like whenever something is said in a plural, we assume miut rabim shnayim, that the minimum of any plural is two, so it could be a minimum.
If you would hold like the Rambam that says a half, and you would have a full string tchelis, would that be considered b'chelos?
Good. We'll talk about that also. Meaning, when we get to Baltos, we'll talk about it. Is having more tchelis than necessary somehow a violation of Baltos? Now, according to Rashi, clearly not, right? Because our ba'as on tchelis, you're yotze the mitzvah.
Would
Tosfos'
second answer kind of go against the logic of the first one? Because the first one's saying, I have blue and white, and they should be equal. You know, I have four strings, divided by two, I have two each. But the second idea is saying Lovin's more holy, so maybe you then think that Lovin should get more strings, and it wouldn't be an equal division.
Yeah, but that Lovin's more holy starts with, and Psil means two, so there's got to be two Tcheles. Mm-hmm. So it just can't be that there's less Lovin than there is blue. But again, that's all beside the point. We'll get to Baltos, if God willing, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Now, the Rambam. How many mitzvahs do we have over here? If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, source number 5 again, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Nimtzu b'mitzvah zu shnei tzivuyim. Sheyasa al knaf anaf yotzim mena. That there are two tzivuyim over here. One, that you should have something sticking out of the corner of your beged. V'sheyichroch ala anaf chut tcheles, shenemer vasulem tzitzis nasot tzitzak naf psil tcheles. And you should wrap around the set of strings that are hanging down off the corner of your bag. You should wrap around it a strand of tcheles. Va'tcheles halacha dalit. Va'tcheles einu makiv es halavan. Va'halavan einu makiv es tcheles. If you don't have lavan or you don't have tcheles, you're still yotze the other mitzvah. Ketzai harei she'en lo tcheles osa lavan levado. V'chein imas halavan utcheles v'nifzak halavan ismaid ad knaf nishar tcheles levado kasher. Interesting. If you don't have one or the other, it's not ma'akev. So if you don't have tcheles, you could still do lavan. And also, by the way, gardumin. Also, by the way, if you started with both and one of them got cut, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. That's good also. So the Rambam said a lot of things over here. Halacha hei, very important halacha hei also. Afal pi she'ein echad men ma'akev es chavero. Ein on shtei mitzvos ela mitzvas asei achas. Even though they're not ma'akev each other, and if you lack tchelis, you can still get the mitzvah of lavan. These are one mitzvah. It is not two separate mitzvahs. It's all one big mitzvah. Now, generally speaking, one would have thought, as we said yesterday, that if they're not makiv each other, why is it that I can be yotze lovin without tcheles? Because lovin is independent. It's its own mitzvah. Why is it that I can be yotze tcheles without lovin? Because tcheles is independent. So mitzvah. If you're going to say that they're not makiv each other, it's most likely, it's most logical to assume that they are two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam says, no, I understand why you want to say that. So he acknowledges, even though the everything points in the direction of them being two mitzvahs, because they're not makiv each other, but you should know, ein on shtei mitzvahs, they're not two mitzvahs, ela mitzvahs, they are one mitzvah. The Rambam, when the Rambam uses a lashon like that, you know, if you were writing a halacha that it's all one mitzvah, what would you say? Hatzchelus v'alavin mitzvahachas. Right? That's all he had to say. What's he doing? Even, he already said they're not makiv each other. In the last halacha, he repeats the fact that they're not makiv, adds in an af al pi, even though they're not makiv, they aren't two. He tells you what they aren't. Normally, just tell me what they are, right? They aren't two mitzvahs. They are not two mitzvahs. Rather, they are one mitzvah. The Rambam is acknowledging that the fact that they're not makiv each other would have led you to believe that they're two mitzvahs. I mean, that's what he's doing by being so verbose. He's telling you that you should have thought that there were two mitzvahs, and that's why you need me to correct you and to tell you that they're only one mitzvah.
Why would you want you to think there were two mitzvahs?
Because they're not makiv each other. So if they're not makiv each other, it's most logical that they're two mitzvahs. Now, look at the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin, right? Tefillin Shel Yad is not makiv Shel Rosh. Shel Rosh is not makiv Shel Yad. Are those two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Source number 6, the Rambam Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Perek Dal Alecha Dalid. Tefillah Shel Rosh. By the way, when you look up Rambams, I know that we have a limited supply of how many actual Rambams we have on the shelf, and that's why I put it in the Marma Komos if there's no Rambam available. Always better to see things inside the real Sefer. That way you can look at the Nosei Kelim, you can see there is something to sing at Surah Sadaf, and it helps as a memory aid also. If everything looks the same, in a printout, it's hard to remember what was what. When you actually see things in a Sefer and you have that image in your mind of what a page of Rambam looks like and you saw these words in a page of Rambam, it will help a great deal in terms of memory. Says the Rambam in Ilchus Tefillin, Tefillah Shel Rosh Eina Ma'akev Shel Yad V'Shel Yad Eina Ma'akev Shel Rosh. Good. Tefillin Shel Yad is not Ma'akev Shel Rosh. If you only have one, you could do, if you don't have a Shel Rosh, you can still do the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad. If you don't have a Shel Yad, you can still do Shel Rosh. Why? Mipnei Shehein Shtei Mitzvos. The only reason you could do Shel Yad when you don't have a Shel Rosh, and you could do Shel Rosh when you don't have Shel Yad, is because they are two separate mitzvos. If they were one mitzvah, you would never be allowed to do one without the other. It would be worthless to do one without the other. You know what it would be? It would be a chatzi mitzvah. It would be like holding a lulav without the benefit of Hadassah, Maravos, and Nesra. You're doing nothing because if it were one mitzvah. The fact that you could put on Shel Yad alone tells you that Shel Yad is a separate mitzvah from Shel Rosh.
Which one is the mitzvah of Tefillin?
They're both the mitzvah of Tefillin. There's a mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad, and then there's a mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh. Two separate mitzvahs. Then he goes through the brachos or whatever. Problem over here is, it was very nice of the Rambam to tell us that we should think that since tchelas is not makiv lavan, lavan is not makiv tchelas, that they should be two mitzvahs, and therefore he's going to correct us and tell us that they're one mitzvah. But l'maskana, how could they possibly be one mitzvah? I mean, if the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin says that something can only not be makiv, we're only willing to say that tefillin is not, Shel Yad is not makiv Shel Rosh, and Shel Rosh is not makiv Shel Yad because it's two mitzvahs, so then why is tchelas not makiv lavan, lavan not makiv tchelas? That's only one mitzvah, according to the Rambam. How could you say that tchelas is not makiv lavan? Lavan is not makiv tchelas. By tefillin, they're only not makiv because they're two mitzvahs. But by tzitzis, the Rambam himself says they're one mitzvah, and they're still not makiv. So which is it? Do you need them to be two mitzvahs for them not to be makiv? Or can they even be one mitzvah and still somehow not be makiv each other? Further kasha on the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Remember at the end of Shir yesterday, I said that, you know, this whole discussion in the Gemara, the whole Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis, you know, and the whole top, it was all explaining Shitas, Rebbe. Why? Rebbe is the one that holds that Tcheles is Ma'akev Lamed. And we said, oh, to explain Shitas Rebbe, when the Mishnah says Tcheles ain't a Ma'akev Lamed, Lamed ain't a Ma'akev Lamed, it was talking about Kardumin, it was talking about if it gets cut off. But if you hold like the Rabbanon, you hold that Tcheles is not Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan is not Ma'akev Tcheles, you don't have to get into Gardumim at all. You don't have to talk about anything being cut off. What does the Rambam do in Halacha Hay? In Halacha Dalid, rather. In Halacha Dalid, he tells us Tcheles ain't a Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan ain't a Ma'akev Tcheles, which means, I paskin like, when you say Tcheles ain't a Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan ain't a Ma'akev Tcheles, I paskin like the Rabbanon. And then he goes on to say, on Yishno, if you make Lavan and Tcheles and it gets snapped, and you're left with only Tcheles, that's kosher. That was needed for Shitas Rebbe. That wasn't for the Rabbanan. Why is the Rabbanan bringing that up?
It should be objective halacha.
Yeah, but this is said in response to a question. Ketzad?
It could be somewhere else
in
Shas.
What?
It could be somewhere else in Shas.
No. What the Rambam's doing is he's explaining the line at Tcheles in a Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan in a Ma'akev Tcheles, and then he says right after he says that line, he says Keitzad. What does that mean? At Tcheles not Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan not Ma'akev Tcheles. It means two things. It means number one that if you only have Lavan, you're yotzei the mitzvah with just Lavan, you're yotzei at least that mitzvah, and it means if you have both and one of them got snapped, then you still yotzei the mitzvah. What do you mean? The second half is not Hatzchelus in the Ma'akev is Lavan according to the Rabbanon. That's only Hatzchelus according to Rabbi, not according to the Rabbanon.
To answer your first question on the Rambam, it says in Halakha Gimel that there are two commandments to one mitzvah.
To one mitzvah.
Yeah, there's two.
But it's still one mitzvah.
It's still one mitzvah altogether, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah like we said before. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah in the best way.
So we're going to have to see what that means, Shnei Tzivuyim. Is that like a mitzvah minam luvkarvar?
Yeah.
Probably. It might be something else. We'll have to see. Yeah.
Possible that mitzvah by tzitzis is the asiyah, according to the Rambam, and by tefillin, it's like putting it on in the kashira, that's what I think he says by.
Right, and therefore?
By the asiyah, so it's going to be different that they're not going to be knocking for different reason. Let's say by tefillin, which are two different mitzvahs altogether.
Why should it matter?
You mean by tzitzis?
You mean why should whether it's ma'akev not affect the number of mitzvos by tzitzis, but yes by tefillin?
Oh, because by tefillin, the reason why it's not ma'akev is because they're completely two different mitzvos. The mitzvah of shalyad is to tie the shalyad, and the shalrosh is liyos, is liyos shalrosh. But by since it's one mitzvah, it's the asiyah, so then there's just two different categories of that mitzvah. And those two aren't ma'akev, so they're just two completely, like they're two different cases.
I'm still not following what, meaning if the Rambam says that the definition of a single mitzvah is, meaning in Tefillin he writes, that the definition of two mitzvahs is when two things are not ma'akev each other, so then how can he say by tzitzis that they're not ma'akev each other, but there's still only one mitzvah? Yeah, I hear the chiluk they saying. I just don't see why it would make a difference. In Hilchos Lulav, just throw it in there as another example of a case where things are ma'akev each other. So in Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam writes, source number 7, Arbas minim elu mitzvah achas hein. The four minim of a lulav are mitzvah achas, or one mitzvah. And ma'akev says that they are ma'akev each other. One second, which fits which other Rambam? It fits what the Rambam says by tefillin, right? It matches the Rambam by tefillin. That if something is ma'akev zezeh, then it's one mitzvah. If it's not ma'akev zezeh, then it's two mitzvahs. It works great by lulav. It works great by tefillin. What's the Rambam doing by tzitzis? By tzitzis, he says they're not ma'akev each other like the shita of the chamim. Yet it's only one mitzvah. What is the Rambam thinking? So the best way to find out what the Rambam's thinking is by asking the Rambam. Right? So before we get into any of the fancy lambdas, let's see what the Rambam himself says. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Yud Aleph of Sefer HaMitzvos. Anyone familiar with the Shrashim of the Sefer HaMitzvos, what the idea of the Shrashim are? Good. There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. How do I know that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah? It is a memra at the end of Maseches Makos. That Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us the gematria of Torah, which is, do the math in your head, 611. And then we heard two mipi agvura. We heard Anochi and Lo'yeh. We heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, assuming Anochi and Lo'yeh are two mitzvahs. That's also an interesting discussion, whether Anochi is even a mitzvah or just like a statement, right? What's the mitzvah? I am God. Okay, nice to meet you. Meaning, what's the mitzvah? Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says, so you see that the Tayyar mitzvahs in the Moshe, there's 630 mitzvahs that we have. And this is very well known and very widely accepted. The Ramban in his Hasagos to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam wrote a list, once there are 613 of them, the problem is you open up a Chumash and start counting how many things God tells us to do, you'll count thousands, even in Chumash alone, just by reading Chumash, thousands and thousands of mitzvahs you can count. So, and certainly once you add into Rabbanans and the other things, so what all the Rishonim and Gaonim, or many of them, tried to do, is they tried to figure out, okay, which are the 613 that the Gemara was referring to? Meaning the Gemara never actually made a list, it just told us there are 613. So which are the actual 613 mitzvahs the Gemara was referring to? And that's very challenging, because you have to know everything in order to compile a list. Now, most of the Gaonim made lists, and they just gave you the list. The Rambam revolutionized the whole notion of list making. Because the Rambam said, you can't just make a list. You have to have rules. What gets on the list, what doesn't get on the list. Otherwise, you know, you're always going to have kashas. Why is this on the list, not that one? So there's got to be rules. And you know what would be really cool? If you can come up with rules where following those rules, you're going to land up with exactly the number 613. Then you know you're onto something. The Gonim did it easy. They just included some, didn't include others, and they got 613, because when they got to 613, they stopped adding mitzvahs. So, that, you know, if you have rules, and you have rules of what has to count and what doesn't count, and you still get 613, that's pretty impressive. So that's what the Rambam put Shrushim at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs. The Shrushim are the rules. What counts as one mitzvah, what counts as zero mitzvahs, what counts as multiple mitzvahs. The Ramban wrote Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, the very first Hasaga is, who says there are really 613 mitzvahs? Maybe there are many more mitzvahs. It's one Memra at the end of Maseches Makos. What mazel that Memra has. Just because Uncle Moshe makes a song about it doesn't make it true. There are plenty of other Midrashim, and the Ramban shakes out. See, when the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, just in general, you should know, whenever the Ramban attacks the Rambam, it's never because the Rambam is against a Gemara or a Medrash. The Ramban is convinced that whenever the Rambam's wrong, he's against every Gemara and every Medrash. He'll shake out dozens of Mar Makomos in each Hasaga, in each. It's unbelievable. The Hasagas of the Ramban and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah are really unbelievable. So in Shoresh Yiralf, it's his 11th rule of the rules of how to count mitzvahs. Yeah?
Just going back to the last one for a sec. The Rambam, when he says the reason for why, they're not Maki, if you say Nipnei Shesh, the mitzvahs, that's exclusive of every other reason. Why one would not be mocking to the other? Or is it just a reason why it would not be mocking?
It sounds like that's the reason. Meaning that's what he's pointing. He's saying, Mipnei, it's all because they stay mitzvahs.
And that there can't be another one?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like that's the real reason. Now, if you look in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvot, the 11th Iker of the Rambam, and the 11th Shoresh of the Rambam, is that when you have components to a single mitzvah, two different parts, two different components to a single mitzvah, they do not count as separate mitzvahs. They count as one mitzvah, when there are different ingredients to a single mitzvah. Okay. Now, he gives various examples. Arba minim shabalulav, right? Different components, the same mitzvah, but there's not a mitzvah of lulav and a mitzvah of hadasim and a mitzvah of aravos and a mitzvah of asrog. There's a mitzvah of dalad minim. It's one mitzvah. There are different ingredients to the mitzvah, but it's one mitzvah. Now look at the Rambam, source number 8. This is already halfway through Shoresh Yiralf. Va'amna makom makoshi hu, but my problem's going to be bedvarim sha'amru behem eino ma'akvin ze'ezeh. My problem is going to be with things that we say that are not ma'akiv each other, that you could do one component without the other component. Ki ha'ola b'machshava, sha'achar she'elu achalakim kol chelik mehem bilti tzarich lechaveiro. Once we say that something is not makiv each other, we're saying that one component does not require the other component, doesn't need the other component. Sheyia kol chelek mitzvah bifnei atzma. Then it would make it that each component is its own separate mitzvah. Meaning, when you have hadasim and aravos and lulav and esrog, where you can't do any of them without the other, so then I get it, it's going to be one mitzvah. But when you have two things that you can do independently, like tcheles and lavan, or you could do tcheles without lavan, you could do lavan without tcheles, well then it's got to be two mitzvahs. Kimo sha'amru, ha-tcheles ena makavis lavan va-lavan ena makavis tcheles. So that should be two mitzvahs. V'inei, ha-ya'ef sha'lanu sha'nomar, sha'lavanu tcheles yimnu b'shtei mitzvahs. So it should have been possible for us to say, and we really should have said, that there are two mitzvahs. Why didn't I count them as two mitzvahs? Because there's a mechilta that says otherwise. V'hu amram sham, and the mechilta says, a mechilta is what kind of text? Is it a it's a medrash, correct. So v'hu amram sham, yachol shein shtei mitzvahs, mitzvahs tcheles and mitzvahs lavan. The Medrash says, you might think that there are two mitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah of tcheles, mitzvah lava, and tamalomar, v'haya lachem litzitzis. That after you have the hakanaf, and after you have the tcheles, v'haya lachem litzitzis, now you have the one big mitzvah called tzitzis. Mitzvah achasi, v'ena shtei mitzvahs. That's what the Medrash says. So 1 second. So the Rambam says, okay, I would have loved to tell you that Lavan and Tcheles are two separate mitzvahs, because according to my rules, it has to be two separate mitzvahs. Why, what's my rules? That when two things are not makev each other, they're two separate mitzvahs. So according to what I say, it's got to be two mitzvahs. But what am I supposed to do? There's a medrash that says that it's not. That says that it's one mitzvah. So I'm stuck. I got to go with the medrash. So what would you do if you're the Rambam? You're faced with this predicament. You made a rule, and your rule is that whenever two things are ma'akev each other, they're one mitzvah. When they're not ma'akev each other, they're two mitzvahs. And then you find a medrash that goes against your rule. What would you do? What would your next step be in your thinking? Change the rule. Your rule is wrong. The Rambam does not do that. He doesn't change the rule. The other option would be to say, that's a medrash who paskens like the medrash. It's a das yachid. It's going like someone else. You know, you find a tanner or something that, you know, that we don't pasken like. But the Rambam stays strong to his rule and accepts the medrash. So what's going on? So the Rambam explains himself. Again, a lot of times we just need to know what it says in the Rambam, what the Rambam himself explains. So he says, Hine kvar ispire lach. Even when you have portions of a mitzvah that are not ma'akiv each other, it doesn't reject the rule, he modifies the rule. He changes it slightly. He says, you know, there's a sifkatan in the rule that I didn't mention before. Generally speaking, when you have two things that are not ma'akiv each other, they're two separate mitzvahs. Unless both things are inyan echad. Both parts that are not makiv each other have the same theme, the same basic idea. And by tzitzis, the tcheles and the lavan are inyan echad. They have the same basic theme, and therefore they could be one mitzvah even though they're not makiv each other. Oh, we'll get to it. Ki akavod, what is the inyan echad of lavan and tcheles? Because tzitzis is l'man tizkuru. What's l'man tizkuru? That you're going to see the tzitzis and you'll be reminded of the mitzvahs. Great! And you do that with love and you do that with tcheles. Im kein, klala davar mechayv l'zikaron mitzvah achas yimana. Whatever it is that leads you to that zikaron is going to be counted as one mitzvah. Good? So he modifies his rule. Now, says the Ramban, this is completely wrong. Because everything the Ramban says is completely wrong. He says, yeah?
Why can't the Ramban just say when it says, why can't you say, and these things together would be the garment sitzit. Why does it have to be like the one?
He's not saying that. The Medrash is saying that.
No. When the Medrash said, why didn't he reject it and just say it's referring
because
to?
Because
like,
he's not Chazal. The Medrash is Chazal, and he feels that the Medrash is authoritative. Meaning, there's no Gemara that tells you whether tzitzis is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. In general, whenever the Rambam says something, it's like, where did he get that from? So a lot of times he got it from Yerushalmi, a Medrash, something. He gets it from a lot of different sources. Because the Gemara, sometimes, even when there is a Gemara about it, and there's a Medrash that goes against the Gemara, he'll, for whatever reason, pass it against the Gemara, but certainly when there's no Gemara about it. So there's no Gemara that talks about how many mitzvahs tzitzis is. But there is a Medrash that talks about it. So why would you pass him against the Medrash? It's the only source in Chazal about how many mitzvahs there are of tzitzis. So he wants to accept that Medrash. Now says the Ramban, the first part of the Ramban, all he does is he quotes the Ramban. And then he says, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines into the Ramban, in source number 9. Va'ani omer, im haniro l'rav who sharoi limnos hachalakim sheina makvim zezem mitzvos rabos kaminin hachalakim. The Ramban always speaks sharply. He says, how did the Ramban present it? I would have thought, since Tchelis and Lovin are not makiv each other, the Ramban presented, I would have thought we should count them as two mitzvos. Oh, but then I saw a medrash, and the medrash, changed everything, and now I got to count it as one mitzvah. Says the Ramban, you know what you thought originally? You never should have changed your mind. You should have stuck with that. Imanir la'rav, that which you thought about saying, that since they're not makiv each other, they're mitzvos rabos, that they must be two mitzvos? Al yishan esvarosu mipnei abraisa hazu. Don't change your mind just because of this mechilta. Shivam es kach pirusha yachlu yushtei mitzvos kolomar shlo ya'akvu ze'ezeh. He says, you know what the Medrash meant? It didn't even mean to say that it's one mitzvah. Why would a Medrash care about how many mitzvahs something is? Think about it. All the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the biggest kasha on every Sefer HaMitzvahs that there is, the Ram Sefer HaMitzvahs, every Sefer HaMitzvahs is, who cares? L'may naf gemina, whether something is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs, do you have to do it? Yeah. Right? Does it matter? The Medrash isn't going to be commenting on whether it's one mitzvah. Why would the Medrash talk about that? That wasn't something Chazal really cared about much. That meaning if you have to choose to do this or that, and if this has two mitzvahs, that is one mitzvah, so you'll get greater schar. Is that enough gemina l'maisa? Let God worry about it. So God will count it up, And we don't know schar mitzvah keneged hafseda. We don't know any of that anyway. So the Medrash wasn't talking about what's that. The Medrash wasn't talking about whether it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. You know what the Medrash was talking about? Whether it's ma'akev each other. That Kolomar, you might have thought that when the Medrash says you might have thought it's shtei mitzvahs, what it means to say is you might have thought that they're not ma'akev each other. Tam Kolomar va'yilchem letzitzis, they are ma'akev each other, and the Medrash is paskening like who? That they are ma'akev each other, like Rebbe. And guess what? We don't pasken like Rebbe. So we pasken like the Rabban. So forget the Medrash. Good. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban got it wrong. Forget the Medrash. He got the Medrash wrong. The Abraye says, "Nishnas alibet the Rebbe damar gemar menachos risim somlaim et shemakven zezeh." Vizui shashanin mishsein v'menachos v'shanu asa b'sifri arba tzitzios ma'akva zu azu sharbatan mitzvah achas v'bishmol amar batan arba mitzvos mikan talmud shabam mitzvah achas yirtzu bo shei ma'akvin zezeh. And he says, I'll prove to you that when Chazal used the term mitzvah achas, they don't mean how to count an minyan of mitzvos. They mean to say whether it's ma'akev or not, because there's another Gemara Menachos Daf Chaf Ches where it says arba tzitzios are ma'akev zu azu because arbatan mitzvah achas. And then Rabbi Yisrael says no, arbatan arba mitzvos. Arba mitzvos? No way. There's no way that they're four mitzvos. He says no. Clearly, it's talking about whether they're ma'akev. So if you say they're not ma'akev, then it's mitzvos rabos. V'atama min harav im ledasa mechilta azu atchilas v'alav v'neinim makvah zezeh leize inyan shanu sham mitzvah achas v'einim shtei mitzvos. If they're not makiv each other, then l'may nafkamina and them being one mitzvah. The whole nafkamina between being one mitzvah and shtei mitzvos is whether they're makiv each other. So if you're going to say that they're not makiv each other, then who cares that you call it one mitzvah? Call it, you know, call it whatever you want to call it. But it makes no difference whether it's one mitzvah or shtei mitzvahs. Why would the Rambam even care once we say they're not ma'akev each other anyway? Is the Tana going to tell me what the other 246 mitzvahs are also? Meaning, he's not just doing some exercise in counting mitzvahs. It's a weird exercise to do anyway. And that's part of like the Ramban's first Hasag and El Sefer Mitzvahs. Like, what are we doing over here? Why are we counting things? Who cares about the counting? The Medrash is trying to write a Sefer Mitzvahs for us. Says, please, it is beneath the Rambam to have made such an obvious error in the Medrash. He says, not Roy Litospo to make such a mistake in what the Medrash is really talking about.
Even the Rambam doesn't make sense if the fence is. Now you're saying it's not Ma'akev, it's one mitzvah, so how, what happens if you don't do one of them? You still do the mitzvah, both Chelas and Lovah? And not Ma'akev, it's one mitzvah, so
you would still do one of them?
You still do one, but you get both
mitzvahs.
You wouldn't get... Not both mitzvahs, you do one
of them, but it's like... L'chori, you'd get that right. Meaning, that's exactly the Ramban's point. L'may nafkamina that it's mitzvah achas, if it's not ma'akev. The whole nafkamina about shtei mitzvahs or mitzvah achas is whether it's ma'akev. Otherwise, what? You know what the other nafkamina would be? What other mitzvah do I have to cross off my list? If it's shtei mitzvahs, then my list of 248 mitzvahs haseh have to cross something else off the list to make room for the second mitzvah of tzitzis. And if it's one mitzvah, I gotta keep something on the list, you know, in order to get to my 248. But the Ramban's saying, who cares about your list? The Medrash isn't making a list for you. The whole nafkamina is about whether it's ma'akev. So if you're gonna jump on both sides of the fence and you're gonna say that it's not ma'akev anyway, who cares whether it's mitzvah or shtei mitzvahs? That can't be what the Medrash is talking about. The Ram shouldn't have made this mistake. Says, but nevertheless, the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam that it's one mitzvah.
What?
He says, I think it's one mitzvah. I do believe it's one mitzvah. Levishi inyan echad shabatash matchilus v'alav and tshalim lanu akavana b'mitzvah azos. This course called mitzvah asosa. That the idea is that they have the same concept, and as long as it's inyan echad. If you want to know how to count the minyan mitzvahs, it counts as one mitzvah. And he says, and that's great if you also count tefillin as one mitzvah. Right? If you're willing to count tefillin as one mitzvah, then you can count tzitzis as one mitzvah. Aval hara, right, because meaning because then you don't hold up this whole rule of whether ma'akev affects the number of mitzvahs that it is. But the Rambam himself counts tefillin as shtei mitzvahs, and lavan and tcheles he counts as one mitzvah. So what's he doing? Right. So the Rambam explained what he was doing. What did he say he was doing? Why does he count lavan and tcheles as one mitzvah? What did he say? They have inyan echad. They're both about the same idea. Says the Ramban, v'im nabit li'inyanam, about five lines from the bottom, if you're going to look at whether it's inyan echad or shnei inyanam, you want to look at what's the idea, harei hatfilin yechashvu yoser inyan echad. As much as you want to say tcheles and lavan are the same idea, shal rosh and shal yad are the same idea also. Shekol ma shekosu bazeh, kosu bazeh. You know how I know they're the same idea? They actually are made up of the same thing, the same words. Tzitzis don't have words. So the blue string and the white string are very different from each other. You could see the difference between blue and white at a very early stage, and you know, even when it's kind of dark outside still, which is like 3 in the morning here. You could see the difference between the blue and the white. They're totally different from each other. But tefillin, it's the same words in the Shal Rosh and the Shal Yad. You want to tell me those are two totally different? None of them are talking about they're about two totally different topics. They're clearly not. We always want to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'neged alev, k'neged hamoach. That's where we think. That's where our emotions are. That's where our intellect is. Levadim yiton arav sheze hamaisa echad levishas hatchilus v'alovin ke echad v'atfilin shnei ma'asim. He says, you know, if I was defending the Rambam, I would have done a better job defending the Rambam than the Rambam did. The Rambam defended himself by saying, it's inyan echad, since it's one mitzvah is inyan echad, but not tefillin. He says, that's bad, that doesn't make sense, because tefillin is also inyan echad. If I was defending the Rambam, I would have said the following. Tzitzis is one maisa. How do you do the mitzvah of tzitzis? You take your talis and you put it on. That's it, you're done. You did tchelis and oven simultaneously. How do you do tefillin? Put on shal yad and then put on shal rosh. Two separate actions. If it's two separate, that's how I would have defended the Rambam. V'lo yichashu shnei ma'isim shena machvim zeh elu shtei mitzvos av bishu mana kriya shmashar. Okay, then he gets it. Okay, I'm going to leave that up.
Actually, the
so, 1 second. So, it would turn out, whenever you finish reading a Ramban, just you should know, whenever you finish reading a Ramban, in this Hasaga on the Ramban, you will come out saying, wow, I can't believe how off base the Rambam is. He's so wrong. How could he miss all of Shas? Like, he totally, like, messed up over here. But obviously, the Rambam's the Rambam. So, we need to work on how to defend the Rambam. We can't just, you know, sit back and say, okay, the Rambam was off, the Ramban must have been right. The Ramban always is a little more forceful in the way he says things, but there's got to be some yishuv for the Rambam. So just to summarize what we did today, and I was planning on finishing this sugya today, but I guess we'll finish it tomorrow. Just summarize what we did today. We started by reviewing the fact that there's a machlokas. If you don't have tcheles, how many loven strings you have? Rashi says 4, Tosa says 2. We showed the raya to Rashi from the Gemara and rejection of that raya. We then went through the fact that there are 3 basic shitos in Rishonim as to how many of your strings should be tcheles. Rashi and Tosa say half. The Rambam says 1 out of 8. The Ravid says 1 out of 4 or 2 out of 8. Then we saw that even though the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and in Hilchos Lulav seems to have an ironclad rule that when two things are ma'akev each other, the rule has to be that they are one mitzvah. And when they are not ma'akev each other, they're two mitzvos. The Rambam paskins that Tcheles and Lavan are not ma'akev each other, yet there is still only one mitzvah. How does that make any sense? It's an ironclad rule. The Rambam says, well, there's a mechilta that says it, so what do you want from me? What am I supposed to do? We have to modify the rule and say sometimes you can have things that are not ma'akev each other, but if they're inyan echad, they're one mitzvah. Says the Ramban, that's not true, because if it was inyan echad, tefillin is also inyan echad, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh is even more inyan echad, because it has the same words in it. And you totally misunderstood the Medrash. The Medrash isn't interested in counting your mitzvahs for you. The Medrash is, when it talks about mitzvah achas, it means ma'akvin ze'ezeh. When it says shtei mitzvahs, it means ein ma'akvin ze'ezeh. So it doesn't mean anything about counting mitzvahs at all. And therefore, it makes sense to count tcheles and lovin as one mitzvah if you count shal yad and shal rosh as one mitzvah. But if you're not going to count Shal Yad and Shal Rosh as one mitzvah, you shouldn't count Tcheles and Lavan as one mitzvah either. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow I want to present Rav Shechter's approach to understanding this Rambam.